Gabriel, so how much soccer did you have to practice? Did you have to go to soccer boot camp?
We did about 2 weeks, like right before, just with the folks over at Game Changing Films. They are our soccer choreography and coordinators, along with Hilti, who's it's a really pleasant Englishman who shoots all of it for us. He's the DP of all the soccer stuff. And we just went through a lot of just drills. And I was familiar with the game, so it didn't take a whole lot of refresher, and was capable of playing. And,
so what do you think of the character?
The character? It's extremely close to my experience. Just in terms of the structure of the family is very similar. And the fact that Tony grew up without a father is close to my experience. And the fact that he's an athlete and that he's... I just love the fact that the character is genuinely good. You know, he's not overly righteous. I mean, he's genuinely...
He's trying to do the right thing.
He has to vacillate, you know, this line. He vacillates back and forth on this line.
There seems to be an innocence in the character that I found interesting.
Yeah, well, maybe, yeah. I mean, not. I don't know if it's an innocence, but I think it's certainly he knows what side of the line is right, you know. And so often when Latin American characters and Latin characters are depicted, it's not, you know, it's always... There's always a little bit of ambiguity as to what, you know, what their agenda is, or who they are. And, but Tony Bravo is the good guy, straight up and down, no two ways about it. And he knows what he has to do, and he tries to do the right thing, even though he has to toe the line between doing some. The closer I get to Fred, the closer I get to Andres Galan. You know, I have to execute orders that go against my nature, but. He has a job, he's good at his job, and he's doing everything he can to fulfill his responsibilities in this mission.